Hey, what's up? This is Terrell J. Johnson. This is episode 2 of the Black Engineer Intro Podcast. These podcasts, again, the Black Engineer, they're just about like, how do you actually survive in tech? We're talking about other concepts, but this is specifically talking about like how to get into tech. So the thing I want to talk about today is on-the-job training. And so people are like, what does that mean? I talked about it a little bit earlier in my previous podcast around kind of learning what it is that you need to do like while you're working. And so the most important part is to get into the companies. I think a lot of times people want to get these, you know, these jobs at these companies that are their ideal job. And you have the people who get those jobs and they're able to either excel at them or they're able to commit and put the time and energy to continue to grow once they get that job. They don't get comfortable. And then you also have the people who understand that, hey, maybe I can take a lower job and work my way up to get to that position. So that way, when I do get to the position that I want to be in, I'm as set up as possible to excel within that career. And so for myself, I wanted to be an engineer. And so I started off working at Cisco as like an analyst. And so what an analyst basically is a person who is knowledgeable about a particular set of things. And so our thing was unified communication. I had just got poached from another company. I was working at Applied Materials. They do like nanomanufacturing. And basically Cisco hired me because I was the conferencing technician over at Applied Materials. I was like solo and we used WebEx. And so I kind of learned how WebEx worked. And so from that, I updated my resume. I probably put it on LinkedIn at the time, LinkedIn or Indeed or like one of those other resume sites that were around back in the day. And I got a call from one of the recruiters at Cisco. And so they gave me an opportunity to kind of work for this new team at Cisco. And basically, we were supporting Cisco's sales, the worldwide sales organization. It was over 15,000 people globally, and they needed to be able to kind of show the world these new products. And so since Cisco is a remote company, you know, they had applications that were like on the cell phone, on the mobile, on the tablet, on your computer, on a Mac, on a PC. And so they had just acquired this company called Tenberg, and a lot of their employees, they didn't necessarily, you know, fully get caught up to speed on like all the video conferencing. There have been a lot of the sales team that came over, but basically what this means is that when you start working at a company, it's always going to be changing. And so it's going to be up to you to kind of really figure out what it is to do to make sure that you're able to continue to train yourself. It's going to be important that you know, continue to look at the release notes, to look at the trends, to get involved in other forums and just do your own research. Try things, try to install things, try to break things, try to give user experience feedback, try to do some QA so you can really understand like how and why things work. Once you start understanding these things, then you become more knowledgeable. And so it gives you a different insight. And so you can start to look a step deeper. And as an engineer, you're going to need to make sure that you are kind of aware of like how and why things work. And if you don't know, you should have an idea and you should know like exactly where to go to start to look. And if you don't even like know where to go and try to look, then you should at least like have the mentality to like understand the process of where to go and to look. So whether that means going to talk to a peer who may be an expert or send up a 30-minute meeting where you say, hey, can we do a screen share and you like show me how this works? Or I read, you know, this documentation and like it doesn't work the way that it's supposed to work. And so it's really important to like build these relationships because it's not about the technical side of the job all the time. It's all about how you do it and the approach that you go about. And the more you talk, the more you can quickly identify areas that may be kind of a slippery slope or areas that may cause some problems within like an application. And so I really think that, you know, working with your peers, kind of like working your way up, you know, sharing tips and tricks, learning people's best practices. Those are all things that I try to tell like teams that work with me to think about, because if you do something well and it's working for you and it works all the time, and you know, even if I'm at 90%, if you're doing something at 100%, I should want to know like how you do it. And I should be able to like learn that so that I can teach it to someone else. And so on the job training is always going to come. Once you get the job, your job description is already obsolete because your expectations are going to be built by what you create within your job, within your opportunity. And the way that you continue to grow in your career is by, you know, learning more and sharing more and letting people know that, hey, this is something that I've been able to fully take on. I've been fully been able to knock out, to manage. I'm ready for more responsibilities. I'm ready to go do this other thing that I'm really passionate about. And you can really find great success at doing these things. I think this also works in life. If you're not good at something, then you need to go practice. It kind of relates to sports. If I'm a basketball player and my dribbling is not the greatest, then I want to go outside and I want to practice dribbling. I want to be able to become better at this one skill. And so if I'm a project manager and I'm not good at project managing, but some type of way I got the job, then I should be trying to go out and like learn the skills that make me the best project manager that I can be. And so whether that be going to talk to other project managers and like learning how to do the job, how to manage the project within a certain environment, or going out and seeing what other companies and other people have done to manage their environment and bringing those things back into your team and making an impact there. And so there's going to always be these opportunities for you to kind of grow and scale. Being an engineer, we're very technical, so we're going to have to, you know, be able to take these ideas that are like so complex and explain them to people who may just be understanding. And so I think the most important part of like what I want everyone to take away from this is that, you know, learn from the people who are around you, learn from the people who you got the opportunity to learn from, and utilize the resources and the collateral that you have that's around you, like why you have it. So again, this is episode number 2 of the Black Engineer Podcast. We're just getting started. We're warming up. This is the freestyles. This is like, you know, like the introduction to everything that's going to be going on. But we're going to be bringing you like some really dope people who are recruiters who worked at some of these companies. So again, On the Job Training, this is podcast number 2, Terrell J. Johnson. I'll holler at you.